answered the spirit of the son of Atreus. Fortunate son of Laertes, ready Odysseus. You won a wife full of all worth. How upright was the heart of true Penelope, the daughter of Icarius. How faithful to Odysseus, the husband of her youth. Wherefore the story of her worth shall never die, but for all humankind, immortal ones, shall make a gladsome song in praise of steadfast Penelope. Not like the daughter of Tyndareus did she contrive vile deeds and slay the husband of her youth. Of her a loathsome song shall spread among mankind and bring an ill repute on all the sex of women, even on well-doers too. So they conversed together where they stood within the house of Hades in the secret places of the earth. But Odysseus and his men, after departing from the town, soon reached the rich, well-ordered farmstead of Laertes. This place Laertes had acquired for himself in days gone by, after much patient toil. Here was his home. Round it on every side there ran a shed, in which ate, sat, and slept the slaves who did his pleasure. Within there lived an old Sicilian woman, who tended carefully the aged man here at his farm, far from the town. Arriving here, Odysseus thus addressed his servants and his son. Go you at once into the stately house, and slay forthwith for dinner the fattest of the swine. But I will put my father to the proof, and try if he will recognize and know me by the sight, or if he will fail to know me, who have been absent long. So saying, he gave his armor to his men, who then went quickly in, while Odysseus approached the fruitful vineyard to make his trial there. Dolius he did not find, in crossing the long garden, nor any slaves or men, for they were gone to gather stones to make a vineyard wall, and Dolius was their leader. His father he found alone in the well-ordered vineyard, hoeing about a plant. He wore a dirty tunic, patched and coarse, and round his shins had bound sewed leather leggings of protection against harm. Upon his hands were gloves to save him from the thorns, and on his head a goatskin cap. And so he nursed his sorrow. When long-tried royal Odysseus saw his father, worn with old age and in great grief of heart, he stopped beneath a lofty pear tree and shed tears. Then in his mind and heart he doubted much whether to kiss his father, to clasp him in his arms and tell him all, how he had come and found his native land, or first to question him and prove him through and through. Reflecting thus, it seemed the better way to try him first with probing words.